At the first council meeting for the 2022-2026 term, Mayor Sally Hagman welcomed back the acclaimed previous councillors and new councillor Joe Connell, who was also acclaimed to his first seat on council. The inaugural meeting was held in person and streamed on Monday evening with the councillors taking the oath of office. The town will now continue to attempt to find a resident interested in filling the sixth council seat, which remains vacant. The mayor also commented about several events that have taken place or are upcoming. In the past 2 weeks, I have had the honor of attending events on behalf of the town of Blind River, she said in her remarks. Huron Central Railway, HCR, hosted a gathering to celebrate 25 years since this company took over the rail line from Sudbury to Sault Ste. Marie. The town of Blind River has always maintained an excellent working relationship with the HCR, and the town congratulates Huron Central Railway employees for their years of service. Mayor Hagman also received a silver spike in recognition of the 25-year milestone, which she will display proudly in her office. November 11 was Remembrance Day, and the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 189 provided the communities of Mississauga First Nation and Blind River with a ceremony of recognition for those who fought for the freedom of all Canadians. TVM, Timber Village Museum, has Linda Finn's amazing display in the art gallery, where she is sharing letters and recognizing soldiers lost in the First and Second World Wars. She also remarked about the recent Santa Claus parade organized by the Blind River Skating Club. I would like to congratulate the club for the coordination of the Santa Claus parade, which was held on November 12, she said, seeing the children looking at all the spectacular floats with the highlight of Santa's appearance, was a magical moment enjoyed by all. Blind River also celebrated the Métis Nation of Ontario with the raising of the Métis flag honoring Louis Riel Day on November 16. The flag raising was done to honor a great man and his tragic death while fighting for the rights of the Métis. The Métis flag was raised at the Travel Information Bureau in recognition of the North Channel Métis Council. This weekend, the merchants of Blind River are hosting a shop local event. The spirit of the holiday season is in the air, and our local businesses are extending the invitation to everyone to see their new merchandise, she added. Please consider wearing a mask when entering stores. Mayor Hagman also pointed out that the Christmas baskets drive is on now. If you can make a donation, either big or small, please consider giving to this local initiative, she said. Donations can be made in person at the ADSAB office on Haynes Avenue, to Adrienne Edwards at her home at 5 Beach Drive in Forest Glen, or by e-transfer to blindriverchristmasbaskets@gmail.com. All donations will receive a receipt for tax purposes.